Well, we've been talking a lot about food this week here on the show, and recently the Vikings held their Taste of the Vikings event. It brings together some of the best restaurants in the Twin Cities, served up by Viking players, fans and players interact, and the best part, it's all for a great cause. So welcome to the Taste of the Vikings here at Nickelodeon Universe at Mall of America. This event is so much fun. It's a benefit for Second Harvest Heartland and the Minnesota Vikings Children's Fund Summer Lunch Program. Both efforts focus on feeding kids right here in Minnesota. So look who we found diving into the cupcakes. It is head coach Leslie Frazier. Do you have a sweet tooth?
I have a little bit of a sweet tooth, and tonight is the night to have a sweet tooth. There's a little bit of everything here.
We have 18 restaurants, everything from the whole range of food to great desserts as well, and certainly Franklin Street Bakery has a great cupcake tower, so you got to check that out.
So if there ever was a guy who loved this event, it's this guy. It's Big Phil. It's Phil Lodeholt. Tell us about being out here mixing and mingling with the fans and what you are serving up.
It's a good time, getting to meet a lot of fans, a lot of support out here, so it's a great event. I'm serving braised pork belly on top of polenta with smoked cabbage. And it's from Tucci Benucci. It's very delicious.
So how big of a part of your life is food?
It's very big. You know, during the season, though, we can't eat too much. You know, we got to make our weights every week. But, you know, I definitely like to eat, as you can tell, and I'm definitely a advocate of food. I watch, the Food Network and stuff like that.
Can you cook?
I do a little bit of cooking.
What's your specialty?
I do a little bit, so I really don't have a specialty. I'm working on that right now. You have to check back with me. But I'm just doing a lot of experimenting right now.
How's it going, Vikings fans? Kyle Rudolph here. We're at the Wildfire Station. I got my buddy, Chef Tom, here. And Tom, can you explain to us what we're serving?
Certainly. We've got our Wildfire chopped salad. It's the standard classic from Wildfire, and then we've also got a braised beef short rib with a little horseradish cream on a garlic crouton.
Well, there you have it, fans. If you're around and you're in the Eden Prairie area, make sure you stop in Wildfire, get the chopped salad. I recommend the bone-in filet, but this beef is also very good as well.
This started in 1992 during the Super Bowl week, Super Bowl 26 here in the frozen tundra. Started out as a nice idea, and now is a premier event at Super Bowl every year. We've distributed over $11 million for hunger relief. But tonight is special because there are a number of teams that do these local events, and the Vikings have kind of set the standard for it. Tonight's a great event for people to come out and not only enjoy some of the greatest foods in the Twin Cities, but look at the list of players that are out here.
Hi, I'm Joe Webb. I'm here at Bloomington Chop House, and here is Sandy. What do you have for me, Sandy?
We have some lobster mac and cheese with marrow mornay sauce. And it has bacon in it, and it's totally awesome.
It looked delicious. So I'm going to give it a try here pretty soon. But in the meantime, just look at the crowd. It's a great turnout tonight. A lot of people came out and tried the different food, and I'm one of them.
What we all have here?
We have jerk chicken pasta, ceviche, and also kahuna egg rolls from Kokomo's Island Cafe right here at the Mall of America.
She's good.
Every year, the Vikings Children's Fund supports, through this event, Second Harvest Heartland's efforts to make sure that over the summer, when kids are out of school, those low-income kids are being connected with meals to help them stay on a healthy development and health path. And we know we all need those kids to thrive. And this is a great program to make sure that they're connected with nutritious meals.
It's a good time, getting to meet a lot of fans, a lot of support out here, so it's a great event.